Immigration Portraits, Voices from Denny, was produced by 8th graders from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Productions in Seattle, Washington. Denny students and staff come from diverse backgrounds and represent many countries. For a special project, Washington State history students interviewed staff and other students, capturing their immigration stories.
Soomin Suk, an immigrant from South Korea, sat down with students from Denny International Middle School, Tommy Nguyen, Isabel Lafke, and Kyle Richards, to talk about the hardships and everyday life of being an immigrant in the United States.
South Korea is a country in Asia that is famous for its economic prowess and rigid education system. Schooling is taken extremely seriously and is considered more challenging than that in the U.S.
The math was really easy in here, and science weren't really hard, but the reading and writings were hard for me. We get to move classes, but in Korea we only have one class, just one teacher for the one class.
Not only the academics were more rigorous in South Korea, but the dress codes were also stricter. Many schools across South Korea won't let students wear certain clothing due to policies the schools have in place.
We're not allowed to have long hair, no earpiece, and no necklace, no rings. We have to wear uniforms. Yeah, it's really strict.
The differences in education and dress codes are not the only issues South Koreans have to face. Leaving behind family and friends can be another obstacle when immigrating to the U.S.
Oh, I feel lonely because I had to leave my family and my friends. I didn't talk to anyone. I was really shy and kind of scared at the same time. So, I only had one friend. And my sister also went to same school as me, and we were in ESL together, so we just talked to each other in our language. We didn't talk to anyone else that much.
Some simple differences can also affect immigrants coming to the U.S. It can take a while to get used to new and unusual foods.
Well, I didn't actually enjoy that much food in the U.S. I ate Korean food for 2 months, and then after that, I started to eat U.S. food.
The journey of an immigrant can be filled with hardships, yet worthwhile for so many that come to the U.S. Soomin Suk experienced many changes, from education to loneliness. Her story is not only about her, but symbolic of many other immigrants moving away from their home countries.
Immigration Portraits is a Jack Straw production. This segment was produced by Tommy Nguyen, Isabel Lafke, and Kyle Richards, 8th grade students from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Productions. Special thanks to Denny teachers Ellen Liu and Jeff Treistman, interview guest Soomin Suk, the Washington State Arts Commission, and the National Endowment for the Arts. Music written by Nick Drake and performed by Jack Straw resident artist Jason Parker. For more information, visit us at jackstraw.org or email us at education@jackstraw.org.